With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The district attorney behind the prosecution of former President Trump in the Georgia election interference case is due back on the witness stand today. Yesterday, she delivered some fiery testimony that at one point prompted the judge to call a brief recess, a cooling-off period.
Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis took the witness stand to defend herself from efforts to remove her from Trump's case, and she angrily pushed back against what she described as lies about her romantic relationship with a special prosecutor. During testimony, Willis was often combative and defiant. Trump's attorneys want Willis removed as the lead prosecutor in hopes that a trial could be delayed or abandoned altogether. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Russia's prison service reporting the death of imprisoned opposition leader Alexei Navalny, one of the chief political foes of Russian President Putin. A verdict could come today in former President Trump's New York civil fraud trial. The case brought by the New York Attorney General, Mr. Trump denies any wrongdoing. His lawyers vow an appeal if the judge rules against them. The former president not backing away from his argument that some of America's NATO partners do not pay their fair share of the cost of defending themselves and other alliance members.
NATO countries have to pay up. They have to pay their bills. The United States is in for $200 million. And they're in for $25 million.
Mr. Trump provoked sharp criticism recently when suggesting that under his watch, the U.S. might not come to the defense of deadbeat NATO partners who are threatened by Russia. Also at SRNnews.com, not buckling to pressure from allies, including the U.S., Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu writes on X that Israel will not accept international dictates regarding a permanent settlement with the Palestinians. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 41 points. This is SRN News. The Ten Commandments might make a comeback in Alabama.
A monument bearing the Decalogue was ordered out of the state of Alabama judicial building back in 2003. But now a group of Christians is trying to get it restored, pointing to a 2022 U.S. Supreme Court decision that opened the door for such displays. The group is called Restore the Commandments, and spokesman Dean Johnson says, quote, "Now the constitutional right to honor God in the public square has been restored." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The South Carolina House has given key approval to a bill allowing liquor stores to open for a few hours on Sunday if their local governments agree. The House voted 68 to 44 in favor, with most of the no votes coming from the most conservative Republicans and a few rural Democrats. The proposal faces one more routine approval before it heads to the Senate. South Carolina has been a bastion of blue laws designed to honor the Sabbath. This is SRN News. Tragedy on the snowy roads of Alaska.
Both a Minnesota man testing a snowmobile for his employer and the company have been cited for reckless driving. That after the machine slammed into a sled dog team and killed three dogs in December. State of Alaska has charged Eric Johnson and Minnesota-based Polaris Incorporated with that misdemeanor. The musher says he turned his headlamp on when he saw the snowmobiles coming right at him on the Denali Highway. Johnson says he saw a faint light, but didn't know what it was. Jason Walker reporting.
And recapping the hour's lead story, the Russian prison agency reports the death of imprisoned opposition leader Alexei Navalny. He was a leading foe of Russian President Putin and was 47 years old. Federal Prison Service says he fell ill after a walk earlier today. More details, SRNnews.com.